So you're listening to Rotary Radio UK, and our guest here this afternoon is Sonia Curtis. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Steve. How nice to be here.
It's really great to have you. And we're going to talk about the Nursing Memorial Fund.
Well, Nursing Memorial Appeal, it's actually called.
Okay. Away you go. Tell me all about it.
Well, it was really started when the New Cavendish Club was being wound down after many years. The New Cavendish Club was actually called the Voluntary Aid Detachment Ladies Club. And it was started by a lady called Margaret Amptill, who was the chairman of the Joint War Committee at 1914. And once the war was over, she had responsibility, particularly for voluntary detachments. And when the war ended, she felt that the ladies that had volunteered as nurses should have somewhere nice to be able to meet in London. And she started the Voluntary Aid Detachment Ladies Club. It started in New Cavendish Square and then moved in 1956 to Upper Berkeley Street. But it was running out of money, and so it was decided that financially it wasn't viable anymore, and it was closed. Before it closed, the board asked me if I'd start a charity.
Okay, so they didn't own the building then?
No. Didn't own the building. The building was leased and was owned by Portman Estates.
Right.
And so it was closed, and the members went to stay at the Naval and Military Club, and a number of them are still members there.
Okay, so, and you formed the charity.
That's right. The board asked me if I would, because they felt that the voluntary detachment nurses had never been recognised properly. In fact, you know, their story had been wiped from history, and they wanted it recorded. And so I had to find the names for a war memorial, and that was not easy. The names were scattered around. Some were at St Giles in Edinburgh. Some you will find on a screen in York Minster. But there was no central place where they were actually recorded. Plus the fact, of course, I felt very strongly that it shouldn't just be voluntary aid detachment nurses that were commemorated, but all nurses in one place. And so that's where I started researching now almost 12 years ago.
There must have been an enormous number of them.
Well, we've got 1,300 plus on the Roll of Honour at the National Arboretum, but there are probably many more than that. You know, records get destroyed, particularly in the last war when there was a blitz, and, you know, even now I think the Imperial War Museum a few years ago found some records they hadn't seen before. So it could be that, you know, we've missed some. And we still hear from people. They get in touch with us via our website.
So where is that website? That's a good thing to have recorded.
Yes, well, you can find it quite easily under Nursing Memorial Appeal, and it will come up under that, and it tells you all about the nurses that we've got recorded. It tells you about the committee that's busy raising money, because that was the war memorial was only part of the memorial. We wanted to have a living memorial, and that's what we're working on now. We put a stone memorial up at the Arboretum in 2018, and the then Countess of Wessex was there at the dedication. Of course, nowadays she is the Duchess of Edinburgh, and we're hoping that perhaps she'll be able to help us as we go into launching the bursaries that we're now putting in place.
Okay, so you were talking about researching the names. How did you go about that?
Well, I'd never done that sort of thing before, so it was a question of looking through books, through other records that were around with some of the names and tying them up, letting people know that I was doing this research. I got a lot of help from various people. And then, of course, one of the great sources are the death records at Kew. And then you can research back as to who's what and where. And the forces have a number of websites. And all the forces particularly have a memorial books. They're not always complete, but they are there for you to start that research. And of course, I was looking also for civilian nurses, the VADs, the ones that volunteered. And a great percentage of those are recorded in Red Cross records. It's finding the records and pushing them all together.
Yeah. That's okay. And the ultimate thing then is to have the memorial.
Well, the memorial is there. It's a pair of caring hands with a world inside the hands. And in the oceans of the world, we have got engraved the names of the nurses that died, which is super. But now the living memorial is to put in place awards for today's nurses. And there can be nothing more important than that now. I think we all realise that the NHS is struggling and young nurses are struggling more than anybody else. When you become a nurse nowadays, you've got to take a university degree. Mm. And so at the end of the day, you're owing a lot. You've got a big deficit, you know, a large amount of money that you've got to pay back. And so it puts young nurses off doing anything more. And we set up this idea that we would put in bursary buddies, we call them. They're £500 a time. And we've just awarded the first four last Wednesday. I've got to say here, though, Rotary clubs have been absolutely super. And quite a number of them have helped to put these awards in place. The first one, I think, that did pay for a complete bursary was Chichester Harbour, who are absolutely wonderful. And the way we do it is that we have a talk we give, which is about an hour long, time to thank them. Yeah, I think we got that right. It's one of those sort of phrases we start the talk with. It's all on our website again. And the talk is free. We ask if we can put a bucket out at the end of the talk. It's a talk that everybody's enjoyed. We did a very short synopsis of it at conference. It's costumed by an actress, or an actor, I should say. And we have a PowerPoint presentation as long as together with a commentary. And it tells you all about nursing, really, very briefly, about the history of nursing and where we are today with the bursaries.
It strikes us very unfair that somebody going into a nursing profession is saddled with a student loan debt.
Absolutely.
Because they're not going to make vast sums of money out of their career,
no,
are they?
No. And if you listen to the four, we awarded four bursaries. We're now working with, I should say, Greenwich University. That's where we put these bursaries in place. And the four young ladies that happens to be, they're all hard up. And one of them wants to spend the money on buying a laptop. You know, presumably she's had to go to the library or to the university center to use one up until then. Another one says that it will save her doing so many night shifts. I mean, what are we doing to put our young people through studying for a nursing degree and they've got to do a night shift?
It doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? No. Okay, so if people would like to contribute towards what you're doing, how do they do that?
Well, if you go on our website, you can donate there straight away.
Yeah.
Or PayPal or any of those. Mm-hmm. But if you'd like to book up one of our talks, then that would be the best way of doing it.
Okay, and how do you do that?
Again, it's all on the website there. You can get in touch with me, Sonda Curtis, me, or John Drury, who usually keeps our diary, and he is one of the patrons. And all the details, again, are on the website.
Yeah. And the website address is?
Is just www.nursingmemorialappeal.org.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about the site at the National
Arboretum.
Arboretum.
It's in a wooded glade beside the river, and it's in the medical section. It just symbolises what it all stands for, the caring hands.
Yeah.
Looking after the world, and that's what really we're looking at with our second part of the memorial, which is really we're looking at conflict nursing and humanitarian nursing. And a number of these nurses that are training want to do that extra bit to be able to take forward nursing in extreme circumstances. If you're in the armed forces, it's free of charge. If you're a civilian nurse and say you want to go back out into the world and do some really wonderful work in foreign countries even, you know, you would not be able to take to do that without extra training. And that's where we want to help. But we want to encourage them to become nurses and not to leave because of lack of money.
Okay. Was that your profession?
No.
No.
No. I did work in a hospital for about 7 or 8 years. But I went to the New Cavendish Club. They came and asked me if I'd come and become a secretary to their board. And so that's how it all really happened and all started. And when I agreed to do that, I didn't expect to get asked to start a charity or to do all the research, but it's been fascinating.
That's brilliant. Okay. Is there anything that we've not talked about that you would like to?
Well, I just think perhaps if you think about those ladies who volunteered to be nurses, they were mainly of the upper class because they were the only ones that could afford the time. But they've been forgotten. If you think about it, you know, they probably hadn't even been with a man on their own. And then they were pushed into this awful war where they saw naked men with the most horrendous injuries. And they stuck at it and did a job. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We don't want to send young people into that sort of situation ever again. They need to be trained to be able to cope with it. And that's what the bursary buddies are all about.
Okay. It's a very praiseworthy thing to be involved in.
I think it's wonderful. And I love meeting the young people that have the ambition and the tenacity to stick at it and get through a degree like that, with all the problems they have, because the nurses I'm meeting are not coming from the big backgrounds where they're being looked after, where there's somebody at home see to their every need. These are people that really need a helping hand.
Just give us the website address again.
Yes, certainly. It's www.nursingmemorialappeal.org.
Sonia, that's great. Thank you very much indeed.
Not at all. It's been my pleasure.